Toxic gains? Texas AG probes protein powder brands over toxic heavy metals. Mega Doctor News. Attorney General Ken Paxton announced his industry-wide investigation into protein powder manufacturers based on concerns of heavy metals, including lead and cadmium, found in popular protein powders. Consumer Reports and the Clean Label Project independently conducted testing on popular protein powders and ready-to-drink shakes. Consumer Reports tested 23 products and found that lead levels in plant-based protein powders were, on average, 9 times higher than those made with dairy proteins such as whey and twice as high as beef-based products. 3 products also exceeded Consumer Reports' level of concern for cadmium and inorganic arsenic. In a separate study, the Clean Label Project tested 160 protein powder products and found that 47% exceeded California Proposition 65 limits for toxic heavy metals in a single serving. Chronic lead exposure has been linked to immune suppression, reproductive problems, kidney damage, and elevated blood pressure in adults. According to the FDA, there is no known safe level of lead exposure. Children, pregnant women, and older adults are particularly vulnerable to the harmful effects of heavy metal exposure. Protein is a vital macronutrient for human health, and Texans deserve clean protein powders without having to worry whether the products contain heavy metals or other harmful chemicals, said Attorney General Paxton. Far too many corporations have snuck harmful ingredients in their products, and I am committed to doing everything I can to help make America healthy again. Attorney General Paxton is investigating protein powder manufacturers for potential violations of the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, DTPA. The investigation will examine whether companies falsely marketed or misrepresented the safety and contents of their products and whether they failed to disclose known information about heavy metal contamination in violation of Texas law. As part of fair and balanced journalism, corporations named in Attorney General Ken Paxton's investigation, including makers of several protein powders, should be afforded the opportunity to respond to the allegations and provide their perspective. While the Attorney General's office has announced a sweeping investigation into the subject and issued civil investigative demands, the investigation remains ongoing, and no findings of wrongdoing have been made. Fair reporting requires that all parties have an opportunity to address the claims, explain their practices, and comment on the issues raised by the investigation. Send perspective to info@tbbmega.com.